Hey guys. Felicia here. Before we start the show, I want you to do me a quick favor. Can you hit that like button? Can you hit that subscribe button? Can you leave me a written review? If you've been listening to this show, you love this show. If you've had a coaching session with me and you rocking with me and this show has helped you, please let the people know. Please write a review. This helps other people know about the show. Also, go share this with somebody. Don't keep all this goodness to yourself. Because I'm telling you, like, even in today's episode, gems are about to be dropped. Don't hoard the gems. Share. The more gems you share, the more gems you'll get. It's the law of the universe. Okay? All right. Now let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I am so, like, I'm trying to contain myself. I am so excited because we got some powerhouse boss women on the show today. Have you been thinking about getting an MBA, going back to school, getting an MBA? Because I'm going to tell you, we need resources when we're going to go back to school. And today I have two dynamic women from an amazing organization that is, we're going to give you keys to the kingdom today. We're going to give you resources. So if you are looking to go back to school or you know somebody who's going back to school, you do not want to miss this episode. You want to tune in and be right here. Take notes. If you're driving and listening to this, now you got to listen to it again because now you got to go back and take notes. Okay? All right. So with no further ado, from the Forte Foundation, we have the CEO of Forte, Alyssa Sangster, the CEO of Forte, the CEO, y'all. Yes, your girl pulled the CEO. I just want to put that out there. And with her, if you are in these NBA circles, this woman is famous, okay? Like, everybody, if you know Wendy Dukes, who is currently the director of NBA programs at Forte. You guys, welcome to the show. I appreciate you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks, Felicia.
Very excited.
Very excited. Good to be with you.
So the reason why I'm so excited about this is I love giving my audience resources. And if one thing Forte is a resources. And so first I want to know, tell the audience who you guys are, right? Because you're not just your titles, and how you got involved with Forte.
Okay, you want me to go first, Wendy?
Yes, go for it, Alyssa. Okay.
Yes. So,
well, Alyssa Sangster and I have been with Forte really since it got started back in 2001. There was a research study that had been done by Catalyst and University of Michigan, and that's really how Forte was formed. We built a business plan around the research outcomes from that study that were looking at why more women weren't interested in business leadership and more women weren't pursuing the MBA. And so we built the business plan and we started the organization back then. And then fast forward around 20 years, here we are today, about 35 plus employees all over the country, still very much focused on women and business leadership and how we can get more women into that MBA pipeline. But that was my beginning with Forte. Before that, I'd really been in higher ed. I had been the assistant dean at UT Austin, where I was running a good part of the MBA organization there and had worked at Texas A&M prior to that. No comment, Felicia.
I'm going to be nice.
That had also gotten my MBA there and then worked at A&M. So really spent a lot of time in that MBA space and then moving into this role at Forte. So
that is amazing. So you've been here since the beginning.
Since the beginning, yes. I think I missed one committee meeting, the very first committee meeting. That was it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
And then Wendy, because we know you from such organizations as MLT, and you've been working with universities and MBAs at universities. How long have you been at Forte now?
I will have been with Forte for 2 years this November. Okay. And, you know, thinking about the creation of Forte, when that was taking place and that was being thought of, I was just finishing my MBA. And so I didn't get a chance to participate in anything Forte. Let's put it this way. I got my MBA and I took my GMAT on paper. So that's how long ago it was. And there were so many things that were different back then. I actually got my MBA and focused on brand management and entrepreneurship. And so when I graduated with my MBA, I started off in brand management. And I worked in brand management for almost 10 years. And then I pivoted to higher education. And it wasn't intentional. I won't say that, you know, oh, definitely going to step away from brand management and go into higher education, nonprofit. I knew I did want to step out. And it just so happened to be a very good fit at a university. So let me just give you the quick overview of where I've been, because it seems like I've been a lot of places that make a whole lot of sense for Forte. So I started off with UNC Kenan Flagler Business School on the MBA side. And I was a career coach for brand managers. And I focused on brand management and supply chain management. And I also was the liaison for the consortium. And back then when I was at UNC, Forte had just, I think, gotten really into UNC Kenan Flagler. Like, I learned about Forte when I was at UNC Kenan Flagler. And after I left UNC, I went to work for MLT. And I think that's probably where I made a lot of impact, more so than I did at UNC, because I spent 5 years coaching MBA prep fellows. And what that exposed me to was the whole MBA application process, the landscape, all of the schools, all of the admissions officers, essays, GMAT prep, all of that. And those 5 years of working as an MBA prep coach exposed me to so much, not only all of the knowledge that I was taking in, but again, looking around and seeing, why are all the women going into brand management?
Yeah.
Including myself and including you, Felicia. Yes,
I did too.
We were all going into brand management. We were not going into consulting. We were not going into finance.
Right.
We were not going down that direction. And there really weren't a lot of people encouraging us to go down those paths either.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There weren't. So after MLT, I did another pivot and I focused on alumni and corporate relationships. So, you know, first started off with an MBA in corporate, then went to career services, then went to admissions and MBA prep. And now I'm going to do alumni and corporate development. Did that for 5 years at Purdue University. I got to tell you, like, just again, that big exposure, what did it expose me to this time? The lack of women who are in these high positions. I mean, seriously, you know, we would have companies come on campus. Can we get a woman to speak to a class? It was so hard to find women. And looking across the landscape for women who were getting their MBAs, from the perspective at Purdue University, it was mostly HR.
Yeah.
It was HR again. And, you know, the Forte opportunity came up, and I've been a friend of Forte for a long time, an advocate of Forte since 2007 when I first found out about it. So it was just a natural step to go over to Forte and just really hone in on the things that were important to me. Being a woman who pursued her MBA, spent some time in corporate America, knowing what it feels like to be in corporate, and then being able to help others get further than I did. So that's kind of, you know, one of my main things that I strive to do every day at Forte. I want women to get further than I did.
And this is why I love Forte as an organization and wish I had known more about Forte when I was in school. because one of the things that you guys work on, and I want you to talk about like this progress you've made too, is I've been noticing a lot of programming for current and alums of MBA programs. And so tell us like why you see that need and what your strategic thinking is for the organization in that vein to not only do we help you go get in and go, but then we're also helping on the back end because, you know, Wendy, with your experience, I could see, Alyssa, why you guys hired her.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll start, Wendy, and just say, Wendy can kind of fill in with the MBA part of that story because that's really her purview. And I think she's got all the ins and outs of that. But I'll say to begin with, we were really looking at beyond getting women into that MBA program. The first step is once you build that kind of very immediate pipeline of who's interested, you quickly understand that that pipeline's not big enough. And so as an organization, we had to go a little bit deeper. We couldn't just rely on who took the GMAT that year. Right. We had to go in and say, why didn't you take the GMAT? Why didn't you take the GMAT? And get more people to take the GMAT. And we had to dig in a little bit into the college and university space because those women weren't even thinking about it. And so they would find themselves 2-3 years post undergrad saying, well, I don't know, this isn't the right career for me. What am I supposed to do now? And that's when they would figure out the MBA. But not that you can't do that, but it's almost as though you've missed a few years of your career pathing, of thinking about how you're going to leverage that for an MBA.
Exactly.
There's a lot of reasons that earlier is better when you start this MBA conversation. So we built some college programming. Then we continued to build that MBA piece because the other thing we know is that getting into an MBA program for women, many of them will say, well, I can get into these schools, but I can't get into these schools. And they will convince themselves before they've explored or had conversations that those top schools or the schools a step above wherever they're aspiring to, it's not possible for them. It's not in their kind of decision set. And we just want them to consider all of those things. And so the programming we built was giving them access. It was supposed to give them tools and resources to refine their application. It was supposed to give them confidence going into that MBA process that they were good enough to get into those top schools. They just didn't realize it. And if they weren't feeling it, it might be just because they hadn't had anybody challenge them on how they were expressing it or how they were talking about their success. Mm-hmm. And it might be more in the packaging and the marketing to you brand managers about how they were selling themselves to schools. And so there was some work we could do there. And then there's the MBA experience. And then there's post-MBA. What can we do to support these women? I'll let Wendy talk a little bit more about those two things. And those are also critical because we can't expect that women are just going to figure it all out in business school and it's all wrapped up and things are done, right? So
that
part. Right. One of the biggest things that we've heard from women is that they love the sense of community that Forte provides to them. And, you know, we will do that from the very beginning when they're an undergrad in college for life, essentially. On the MBA side, we are guiding women from the very first step that they take when they start business school. We actually have a program called MBA Takeoff, and it's a new program. It's been out for 2 years. There's really nothing like it because you'll think about, you know, things like the consortium, you go there, and you go to OP,
right?
The orientation program, and you get to meet with companies. You go to MLT, and what do? You get to meet with companies during their boot camp. And so what could we do that was different? Well, we have a program, MBA Takeoff, that focuses on preparing you to start school and preparing you for when you are in school. And that's not focusing on your resume, and it's not focusing on career building or anything like that. It's focusing on your presence. It's focusing on your communication skills. It's really skill building. It's helping the individual think, what are my goals for the next 2 years? Again, not necessarily career goals, but what do I want to accomplish while I'm at school? What do I want to accomplish with these groups that I'm going to take part in? How do I have a voice within the classroom? Those are the things, managing time. So that is the program, and that's what it focuses on for these women. And we had so many participants this year. I think we had 200 or so participate. Wow. And the program keeps growing. After that, we have one of our largest conferences. That's the Women's Leadership Conference. Mm-hmm. And that takes place every summer. Not only does it focus on career building, but every single school is represented there with their women and ally admits and students. So it's not just for our fellows that are awarded the Forte Fellowship, but it's all women at our partner schools, all women and allies can attend. They get to hear from top women in the industry.
I was just going to add a little backstory, and that was the MBA takeoff and the conference. One of our very early speakers was Erica James, who's now the dean at the Wharton School and had been the dean at Emory and had been at Darden. So she has quite the history. When she was at Darden, I don't even think she was a dean. I think just a faculty member. She came and did this session that was really the inspiration for MBA takeoff, which it was all about how to show up in the classroom and to do case studies, not how to analyze them, but how to participate in the discussion, how to listen to what your peers were saying, how to add your voice, how to set up a conversation so that your peers could pick things out of what you said and expand on them. And so that was one of our most popular sessions. When we went back to do takeoff, we were thinking about what is it that she was trying to accomplish and applied that, of course, many other lessons, as Wendy said, but I just was going to give a little historical perspective.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
That is a great point. And I'll just summarize everything by saying at the conference, again, there's lots of skills development, lots of opportunities to meet women from other schools. I think one of the biggest things that we do in MBA Takeoff and even at the leadership conference is provide information for women from so many different perspectives. When you think about a woman who's about to start their MBA, they go to their, what is it, admit weekend or their orientation week. Mm-hmm. But that's coming from the perspective of the school. And they're hearing from students from that school only. Mm-hmm. But when you come to a Forte event, whether it's a takeoff or the conference, you're hearing from students from all over. Students who went to different schools, women in leadership, that went to various schools as well from different companies. We had leaders from Walgreens. We had Tracy Brown from Walgreens. Okay. Great woman, great speaker. We have workshops. They don't focus on career development, but they focus again on the self. And that's kind of what the next step is within our
portfolio.
Program offerings. Yes, our portfolio. Yeah. Here in school, we'll have webinars that will help you with different things like mental health. Mm-hmm. Or we'll have a virtual networking event for students so they can meet women from other schools. But then there's, okay, so I'm about to step out in the real world. We're still there to help support. And what you'll find now, we'll have presentations on being board ready. We'll have presentations on negotiation, you know, what I say, the usual expectations, but now we are focusing on different topics.
Well, like that amazing conference you're about to put out there, the virtual conference for all these MBA women is, I mean, I saw the agenda, my jaw just dropped. I was like, it's brilliant. I mean, the topics and the descriptions, it's going to be so interesting. So call to all MBA women.
Yes. So before, I want you to tell us about that conference, but I need to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. And when we get back, we're going to talk about this because this is what I wanted to highlight. Because you guys at Forte are doing above and beyond for this community because people are so, I liken it to, you told me to eat less and exercise more, and that's it. You didn't tell me how hard it was going to be or how do I handle when it gets hard or, you know, what things to think about, how to prepare for that. You just told me eat less and exercise more and you too will lose weight. And so like, you know, just go get your MBA. That's what, you know, people get told, but there's a lot more to it. So when we get back to the break, we're going to continue this conversation and we're going to talk about why getting the MBA is a good thing, is it?
It's a great thing.
We're going to talk about it when we come back. Hey there, a travel enthusiast? Are you tired of struggling to find hair and skincare products that cater to your unique needs while on the go? Look no further than BlackTravelBox.com. Black Travel Box is your one-stop shop for travel-sized natural hair and skincare products, specifically curated for Black travelers. No more settling for generic products that don't work for your hair type or skin tone. Whether you're jet-setting to a tropical island or embarking on a cross-country road trip, Black Travel Box has you covered with their convenient and TSA-approved travel kit. Plus, by supporting Black Travel Box, you're not just getting high-quality products, but you're also supporting a Black-owned business that is dedicated to promoting inclusivity in the travel industry. So, travel in confidence, style, and grace with Black Travel Box. Visit blacktravelbox.com now and get ready to slay your next trip. Don't let your beauty routine suffer while you explore the world. And hey guys, let me tell you, Black Travel Box products are amazing, especially that body butter. Listen, I got a promo code for you. Use the code JETSET, that's J-E-T-S-E-T, all caps, JETSET. And you can get a discount from Black Travel Box because of who? The Trillist NBA. Happy travels, beautiful people. Now, let's get back to the show. All right, guys, and we are back. If you don't have your Black Travel Box, you need to go out and get it for your next vacay. We're still in summer, guys. And as we're coming back to the show, we are talking to Alyssa Sangster and Wendy Dukes. Alyssa is the CEO of Forte, and Wendy is the director of MBA programs. And I am so excited. Before we left for the break, Wendy was about to tell us about this amazing conference they're about to have. And if you could tell us, can we come? Can we crash? Like, how does this work, Wendy?
I'll let you crash. I'll let you crash.
You get a VIP pass.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. This is specifically for current MBA students that are at Forte Partner Schools.
Okay.
And it's virtual, so you don't have to travel anywhere. You can come and go as you please during the day. It takes place on October 13th, and the theme is the future of work. We've all heard that before, right?
Yeah.
Like, future of work, you know, is it hybrid?
But again, what does that mean?
Yeah, like, what does that mean? Well, our topics are focused on some of the things that we've heard from our MBA women that they want to hear more about, such as allies for gender equity, how to make that partnership work. It's not just a one-sided venture. Right. You should work in partner with everyone to bring gender to parity, or as we say at Forte, what is it? Balance.
Power in the workplace.
Yes.
The balance of power in the workplace.
Yes, which is true. But we're also focused on reproductive health at work.
Amen.
Yes. Not just for women, but for also men and non-binary individuals. Yes. Reproductive health affects all.
Yes.
It does. But, you know, when we were talking about this as a topic, we were like, you know, reproductive health was, oh, she's about to take time off from work. She'll be back in 6 weeks or 12 weeks. But nobody talks about menopause.
Right.
Why? Nobody talks about menopause, but Gen X is about to step up into that realm.
It's here.
Some of Gen X is already there. You've got some of the boomers that may have just stepped out of it. This is the first time in history we've had five generations in the workplace at one time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So new topics are coming up now. Intersectionality is still a big thing to talk about at work. And those are the topics we want to focus on, even AI and how AI can be biased.
Yes, it can be.
You know, AI can be a good thing, but it can also be biased depending on, you know, what you're using it for.
It's built by humans. So
it is.
We're in there where you're infecting things. But
exactly.
I want you to be clear, Wendy, when you say who can come, and if you are a woman at a Forte school, partner school, you can attend. Is that correct? Do you have to be a Forte fellow?
No.
So let's talk about that, because this is something I didn't realize, that I am a Forte member because I was a consortium fellow. So that yes. I get an automatic, because my school is also a Forte partner school. So I'm yes. automatically in this thing. I wish I had known that years ago.
So let me give you a quick example of how that works. So I'll just use my business school, which was Michigan State. Okay. So let's say that you're a student at Michigan State and you were not awarded the Forte Fellowship, which either covers, you know, a portion or all of your tuition. So let's say that you didn't receive that fellowship, but you're still eligible to participate in Forte activities because you attend a Forte partner school. Now, let's also say that you attended Indiana University, Kelley School of Business, and you received the consortium fellowship. Well, that's a full fellowship that covers your tuition.
Yep.
That automatically makes you a Forte Fellow. So Kelley School of Business will designate you also as a Forte Fellow. So you are a Forte Fellow and you can also participate in all of our wonderful events. If anyone falls into one of those two or both, you can come to the conference that's taking place in October. And one thing I will point out, yes, our mission is to support women. However, we welcome allies that also believe in that mission. And if you are a believer of more women leading, then we would invite those to come and participate as well.
I love that. And I do have men, 35% of my audience is men. So
hi, men.
We have men listening, getting these career tips. That's what they come here for too.
That's good.
So now let's talk about getting the MBA. Because I have to be honest, after 13 years now since I've had my MBA, part of me is like, best thing I ever did. And then part of me is like, but did you need to do that? And a lot of that comes from, in hindsight, I needed that MBA takeoff. I needed that. That is the thing that I truly needed. Like I was holding back my emotion in the last segment because I'm like, I needed that and I didn't have it. And God, this is what I'm talking about. And I'm so happy though, because somebody's going to hear this podcast and they're going to know that that's out there. And I think when you have a program like MBA Takeoff, it gets you thinking about what you truly want because it's focused on the self. And the MBA can sweep you up, right? Because they have their mission to help their companies, like the school helps the companies get the widgets. I tell right. people all the time.
And
so, yeah, I call us widgets.
Yes.
And so, you know, I got caught up in the whole brand management thing. I didn't want to really do brand management. And then because of consortium, I got an internship with J&J. And I was like, oh, well, I got this internship, you know, because you aren't given the confidence to ask, what do you want? You're just told, hey, this is how this works. And you need to fall in line a lot of times. And so as a woman, like you would see people do their own thing, but most time it was a man saying, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I just came here to get this education and they are bold with it. But you kind of feel ostracized when you don't go with the herd.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like a program like MBA Takeoff will allow you, give you your own voice, allow you to pursue the thing that you came to the MBA program to get.
Yes. And that's exactly what it's striving to do. Give you an opportunity to reflect and giving you an opportunity to share your reflections with a brave space, I should say. It's a brave and a safe space for you to share what you're thinking with the other participants in the group.
So is getting the MBA a good thing?
Well,
and we all have our MBAs here.
I mean, all three of us, right? MBAs. Mm-hmm. I think what we always say in the beginning is it's not for everybody, but there's definitely a path for many people in pursuit of that MBA. And I think there's preparation and planning. And I think if you don't go through that process, you could be overwhelmed by what happens when you show up on campus. That's why there's all of this opportunity before campus to really do that reflection. And some of that even happens in our MBA launch program where you're preparing that application, but we're not just saying write it. We're saying, let's think about it. Let's talk about it. Let's banter back and forth about whether or not that really fits the lifestyle you want. And I've heard that story many times, Felicia, where you get to campus and you do feel swept up and pushed over to this direction. And some of that is perhaps career centers or schools, but a lot of it is your fellow students. Just whoever has the loudest voice is who you all keep listening to. And someone says, you know, a consulting firm is coming tomorrow. Everybody run to the career center and sign up to interview. Yes. And then you get sucked in because you're like, well, they're all doing it. It's like FOMO, you know, I'm going to miss all this amazing opportunity. And you may miss the six-figure salary and the signing bonus, but you have to really make sure you're doing what's right for you. And some people choose some of those paths for short-term gain and short-term skill building, and then they move on, but they have a plan and they know the next thing they do is going to be this. And all the time they have that job, they're looking for that outlet or that off-ramp into that other career. So to me, I feel like you're doing yourself a disservice. If you go back to school, you invest the money that it takes to get the MBA and 2 years of your life. If you're not being thoughtful, then you're going to end up overwhelmed at some point. And it doesn't mean you can't recover, because I think that's what the MBA is kind of like floaties, or it's, you know, it just keeps you from sinking, but you may find yourself bobbing around a little bit before you get to the next move. So I've never used that analogy in my life, but
it's going to be a soundbite. I'm telling you now, that was perfect.
Wendy, save me.
The MBA is 100% worth it. And I've had people ask me that all the time. Like, should I get my MBA? Yes. I don't even want to hear why they want it, because it is a very logical choice for a lot of people. To Alyssa's point, it's not for everybody. It truly isn't. But for most people that I talk to, it absolutely is the right decision that they should make. I think the whole experience itself, that 2-year journey, when you're at whatever school, you learn so much, not just in the classroom. And trust me, if anyone is pursuing their MBA now or in the future, the classroom has changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. It is not just you sitting and listening to a professor now. There's so much interactivity. There's so much, you know, you've got computer screens and, you know, you can interact with people in different cities and countries, but just the learning that you get, either it's hands-on experience, learning from your group, going abroad, participating in clubs, there's so much that you learn outside of the classroom. You have the opportunity to do an internship so you can test out what you did. And that's the thing I tell everybody too. Maybe you do consulting and the internship and you hate it. You can change your mind. Your second year, you can focus on something else. But at the end of the day, I just tell everybody it's going to be the best experience you've ever had. Best investment ever.
Which is why I have a strong bias for full-time programs.
Yeah.
I have a very strong bias for full-time programs, especially since there are organizations like Forte where you can work to win a fellowship, a Forte fellowship from your school. There's no reason for you not to leave work and focus on you for those 2 years. I understand people are afraid or have different financial situations, but what I find is that people who get part-time MBAs without the intention of staying with their current company. Like if your intention is to stay with your company's paying for it, you have a whole plan set up and you're gonna execute that, that's one thing. But I see a lot of people getting sucked into the marketing of part-time programs. And it's just like, yeah, get your MBA. It'll help your career. And you can do it part-time and it'll be easy. And I'm like, but that's not what this is. And so you can go around screaming from the rooftops, I have this part-time MBA. You don't even have to say part-time. I have this MBA. And if they know it's part-time, you will not be treated the same. It's not the same. And I'm not going to argue whether that's right or wrong. I think that's wrong. I mean, you went to school, you have the degree, you should be treated as such. I'm just saying, as the game is today, it's not the same. So does Forte have a position on full-time versus part-time? Because I know the fellowship is for full-time program participants, correct?
We do have fellows who are part-time and executive they're not as prevalent. So, but there are some schools, not all of our schools, and they're not required,
right,
but some of our schools have awarded those fellowships to non-full-time. Our take is not whether one is right or wrong. I don't disagree 100% with you, Felicia.
Right,
I think
right.
you're right on a lot of the things you said, but I think it is a career switching opportunity versus a career enhancing that you're describing.
Yes.
And on the switching side, there's no question a full-time MBA is where you want to go.
Exactly.
And the opportunities, because of the recruiting built around the full-time mm-hmm. to change industries, to do a complete 180, that is very much a possibility with a full-time. It is much more difficult out of a part-time to switch industries, to switch mm-hmm. functional areas,
right.
just because you took a class. For some reason, in the full-time program, because it's wrapped with the internship and all of the extras, they give you the grace to make some of those switches. Mm-hmm. And they take you into a program often that is going to train you around what that company is doing. So you're going to get a lot of training even post-MBA. Mm-hmm. In a part-time, if it's up to you to make that choice, the company where you accept a job the next time is most likely not looking for 25 people to come in and join you and learn about the company together right. like you would out of a full-time program. So I think it's really just understanding what you're kind of setting yourself up for in terms of career switching. If you're doing the part-time program, it's going to be tough. And then we didn't talk about online, but I would say, you know, really the for-profit mm-hmm. online MBA programs to be
Don't
even more cautious about spending that money and not knowing 100% what's the career outcome, which companies are looking for people from this degree path or this institution, and make sure that, again, you just understand the landscape before you move into it.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And I've been loud about this, and I've probably been a little obnoxious about it. Some people might say, oh, you're just being an elitist because you went to a top 20 school. And I'm just like, no, I'm telling you the game. Because this is all baked in, like you said, and you said it eloquently, and I'm just keeping it true. The programs are baked in. The companies are baked in. And it's so bad, guys, that people don't understand. There are some companies. I remember when I was in school and I had a friend who was going to The Ohio State, and then he was working for, I'm not going to name the company, but he went to this huge conglomerate afterwards. And he told me, no matter how hard I work, I will never be considered for a certain level of leadership, like C-suite leadership here, because I didn't go to Harvard or Wharton. You have to go to Harvard or Wharton. And that's it. And so if you wanted to be the CEO, if you aspired to be the CEO of that company, you had to go to Harvard or Wharton. But he went to The Ohio State, which is a top-ranked school. Like, so yeah. even in this thing, there's layers to it. And you have to understand the landscape. And so I really... like for me, that's what I wish somebody had told me about the MBA. I might have would have really tried to go to Harvard, but I fell in love with Indiana. So I'm happy about Indiana. But now that I know that there's more layers to the game, I'm like, oh, there's levels to this. So is there anything that you wish somebody had told you about getting your MBA before you gotten your MBA?
I wish somebody would even have talked to me about getting my MBA. That anybody really did. And I feel like I made a decision in a vacuum. So I wish I had had anyone to talk to, and I had no one. So,
oh wow,
Wendy,
yeah.
You know, Alyssa, you know I have a story for everything. I'm going to keep the story to 2 minutes. Before I got my MBA, I was in sales, and I loved my sales job, and I was like one of two females who were in this sales organization. And I'll never forget, there was this one individual, I would talk to him all the time, and we're like, we're getting so tired of this. Making good money in sales, but we're getting so tired of this. What are you gonna do? He's like, I'm thinking about getting my MBA because I really wanna go into marketing. And I was like, well, okay, what is that? Because I knew what an MBA was, but I really didn't know what an MBA was. Mm-hmm. And when he brought that up, I was like, oh, well, he's looking at that. Maybe I should too. Oh. But I actually, to this day, I think about this. The CEO of my company found out that I was thinking about getting an MBA, and he said, I'm gonna bring in a couple of schools for you to talk to. So this was my education. My education was local. So he brought in Ball State University. He brought in IUPUI. So that's what I was exposed to. Okay. Mm-hmm. Purdue University. I already knew about that because I went there as an undergrad. Michigan State, Big Ten. That is all I knew at the time. Right. So I didn't really know much about the consortium. Mm-hmm. Forte didn't exist. MLT didn't exist. It was just kind of like go to, it wasn't even Barnes and Noble at the time. I think it was like, I don't know, Borders Bookstore or something like that. And get that, this big, thick MBA book.
The GMAT.
Yeah, and flip through it. Yeah, and see, well, what school sounds interesting? I even applied to Howard's MBA program. Mm. Yeah, because, you know, I did not really know. And so, you know, I wish someone would have told me, not after the fact, because I had a lot of people tell me, why didn't you apply to Fuqua? Yeah, why didn't you apply to UNC?
Because I didn't know.
I didn't know. And, you know, I think that is definitely why I'm so passionate about what I do, because I didn't get it. It's almost like I'm trying to spread the word to my children. You know, there's so much more out there for you. I've had, you know, former students or mentees come to me and say that they're going to do either a part-time program or they're going to just go to the school that's literally in their state. No, time out. You know, I wish someone would have told me this. First thing you need to do, you go to fortefoundation.org, you know, sign up for one of the upcoming Ask Me Anything webinars. As a matter of fact, we're having our MBA forums right now.
Oh, nice.
So we're around the country. Forte is, so you can, if you're interested in an MBA, you can find out more about process and meet all the different schools.
Yes.
I just wish I had that.
Yes. And this is why y'all are doing the Lord's work. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what's the future of Forte look like when we get back from this break. Hey guys, Felicia here. If you're seeing me, then that means you're a Patreon. Yay! Thank you for supporting the show. You'll get to look at all these wonderful visuals that we're creating in our new studio. You can see I even have a sign here. Whoop, whoop. Thank you for supporting us. If you are listening to this and you have no idea, go to patreon.com/TrillMBAShow and sign up to support us. We not only do we add the video for the show there, but we also include guides. Like recently I did a show on networking. And so there's an action plan guide for you in the Patreon, if you're part of Patreon, that goes along with that show. So we are working to build out these tools and give you some, you know, good visuals. Because who doesn't like to watch good shows like the Trill NBA show? All right, guys, thank you for supporting us. And if you ever have any questions, you can always hit us up at ask@trillmba.com. So join the Patreon, support the show. Don't just listen for free, guys. Help us grow. All right, and back to our show. All right, and we are back with the, I just want to call y'all badasses. Is that okay? The badasses.
We'll take that back to Forte. So sure.
Listen, listen. Alex is like, what is happening? We're back with the CEO of Forte, Alyssa Sangster, and Wendy Dukes, the director of MBA programmings. And this is our last segment, guys. And we have talked about all the good things about Forte. We've talked about why women should go out there and at least look into the MBA and make sure you evaluate all your options. But now I want to talk about, and the reason why I wanted to contact y'all is the future of Forte, because I already see the beginnings, right? So like you have MBA takeoff, but then I've seen, you know, programming that you guys have emailed me for alums, which means everything for me. Because I feel like personally that I was wined and dined into school, wined and dined during school. But then once I took that offer with that first company, it was like I was dropped off the cliff. And I didn't know Forte was helping me not bust my head as I'm growing my career. So I want you guys to tell me, you know, what you're most excited about and as you're continuing to help us on our career journeys.
This is where I always get in trouble because I'm like the idea person, and I'll probably come up with three things that we'll be doing, and my team will be like, what? We're not doing that. And but I will say that, you know, part of our strategic plan has been to really build out this professional space and to think about what it is that the women need who are graduating with that MBA. And so we've been testing a few things, doing some pilots. We love a pilot at Forte. Yeah. We love to try something and then refine it. And I'll say, you know, one of the first things was MBA Takeoff. So that's a relatively new program, but it quickly has morphed into MBA Next, which is kind of this post-MBA transitional program for women to go think about like their next 90 days or their first 90 days mm-hmm. post-MBA. Mm-hmm. It might actually be 1 year and 90 days after your MBA. That might, Felicia, be when you started to sweat a little bit.
Yep. Going,
who's going to guide me? You know, like, where is my support system? Because
yeah.
I think the first 90 days, you might still have a little bit of that kind of, you know, swagger coming
it's
out
the
of that
honeymoon.
MBA.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe a year later, you're thinking, huh, there might be some things I didn't remember or I didn't figure out during those 2 years. And that's totally normal. Everybody feels it.
Yep.
So what can we do to help support women? So MBA Next is really that transitional program that may kind of rejigger some of the things that you were thinking about in school. And now you can go back out and say, okay, great. Forte's got my back. I've got my peer group, my community. I know now that I can make this next step, whatever it is in the next 18 months, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. So it is meant to be really a career boost there for you. The next thing is maybe 5 to 8 years later, who knows what's happened in your life, where you're living, if you have extra, you know, deductions now for your taxes, what are you going to do for the next step and the next phase? Maybe you stepped out. Maybe you went on an international assignment. Maybe you just took a break for a year. How am I going to get back in the game? How am I going to keep moving forward? And there is a program we have called RISE. And that is a more intensive program. It's a little more expensive because it is really high quality speakers, professionals who are coming in to engage with our RISE community. And it's a progressive program that's done in a cohort so that the women can really do the self-analysis and to also think about what is that move they want to make. And it's to really move you into those leadership ranks. So again, when you're coming out as an MBA, you're going to be in leadership positions. But what's going to take you to that next level in your career, the VP, the SVP that you're ready to do, depending on, you know, your industry.
Right.
So that's the RISE program. Those are kind of big programs. But then we're in the middle of hiring right now for an alumni person. And that person is going to be thinking about local community, geographic. How does Forte show up in your community once or twice a year? How do we activate and mobilize the groups that are in these major metropolitan areas to connect with one another? We already have like summer meetups where MBA women are connecting. What can we do that's like the next level up from that? The reason I say I have an idea every 10 minutes is I was on a call with one of our alums today who's probably 15 years post MBA. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, I really just need a community, a Google group almost of senior level women. I give all the time and I talk about my career path and I share it with women who are earlier in their career,
mm-hmm.
but I don't get a lot out of that. They get something out of it.
Right.
I want to get something from my peer group. And right now, Forte doesn't have that kind of the chief idea without maybe the financial commitment of
right.
chief. What could we do? So anyway, I'm going to take that back to the team. We have this new person coming on. And I feel like there's some more things we can do there specifically for MBAs who want to connect in that way, because you have this commonality of this degree that you can, it makes it a community automatically, right? Because
right.
you all have that MBA. And then if you add on that layer of seniority, then you're going to have the right kinds of conversations and get the feedback and the ideas from the people that can most help boost you into that next career stage. So that's a couple of things.
Exactly.
That is amazing. Listen, guys, if you didn't know, now you know. You know about Forte. So you can't claim ignorance once you listen to this. And even if you're already in the middle of getting your MBA, you can still learn, get involved. You can give to Forte. They are a nonprofit organization. As we're wrapping up, guys, what would you tell your younger self, knowing everything you know now and everything you know about Forte? How would you explain or told your younger self pre-MBA about Forte?
Someone I forgot their name. I always forget their name. Told me it's not about who you know. We talk about the networking, which is good, but it's who knows you. I always say that to people. It's who knows you, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, make a good impression, develop great leadership skills, make an impact, make a lasting impression. Forte can help you with all of those things, right? And you don't have to invest a lot to participate in Forte. That's one thing that I forgot to point out, Felicia. I have to put in a plug for this.
Yes.
We do have memberships and we do have a professional membership.
Okay.
Which I think is the best thing. I wish, again, this would have existed when I was in corporate. It's like an annual fee, mm-hmm. but it gives you access above and beyond our normal virtual events that we have. Mm-hmm. It will give you the opportunity to be in front of well-known authors, a highly sought-after speaker, maybe a private one-on-one coaching session, just access to Franklin Covey leadership training modules that you can do on your own time. Yeah, there are so many times like in corporate, I'm like, what do I do in this situation? You can go on the professional pass and, you know, look that up as an action item. And Franklin Covey will tell you, here are some things to think about if you're trying to overcome this situation. So I just want to put that out there that anyone can sign up for this opportunity, for this pass. All you have to do is go to our website, fortefoundation.org, and click join, and it'll tell you more.
Alyssa, do you have any, as the CEO and there from the beginning, do you have any parting words that you want people to know?
I would just say invest in yourself and don't be afraid to do that. And investing doesn't necessarily mean what Wendy just was saying, although I do think spending the small amount of money to get that professional development through the Forte community and through Franklin Covey is well worth the money and it'll pay off in dividends. But I also think just the investing in yourself is spending time weekly or monthly doing something that builds your network, that grows you as an individual, that, you know, one thing you can do is take that professional development and walk right back into your boss and say, look what I did this last month. Nobody asked me to, but here are the things I discovered and here are the things I'm trying to work on. Do you agree with these? Are there other things you would add? Like, it's a conversation starter. And I think as women, we often don't take control of our career and we don't go in and try to boast about our accomplishments. I think you've got to open up that communication, that dialogue. So do the investing, learn something about yourself and how you can change or improve or something you've noticed within your company, and then open up that conversation with your supervisor so that they understand what you're thinking about. Don't just get the work done, have the conversation and look down the road about where that's going to take you.
Mic drop, nuggets. Listen, guys, let me tell you something. Please share this episode, especially share it with our Latina sisters and brothers. Like, share this episode. This is definitely for us. Forte is for all women. We have and allies. And we are really working to drive more women leading. That is Forte. So listen, if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to chillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person like Wendy or Forte if I don't have the answer. So again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consult with me or ask@trillmba.com to submit your question, concern, if you need a point to a resource like Forte, I got you. And that's why we do this show. You guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Alyssa, especially. Like, CEOs be busy, y'all, okay? But Alyssa has been committed to diversity and this, her time here, she felt that we are important enough so she showed up. And I am very grateful for that. Wendy, keep doing what you do. I know you're killing it. And let me know how I can help, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, guys. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.